8:09 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. That's the special day that we do all kinds of special things here on your morning connection, including getting a weekly update from the DuBois Chamber of Commerce. And that means a little chat with Jody August, the executive director of the chamber. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to have you here today. I understand you had a nice weekend.
You know what we did? We went to a friend's camp, and my dog Ryder, who might bark while we're on the air.
We might hear some comments from him.
That's right. He enjoyed running leash-free and spent a little time on Lake Ontario, but it was a beautiful weekend. Yeah. And you know, the one nice thing about visiting a different area is there were a lot of fresh vegetables and fruit stands.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we don't have them here, but They were plentiful where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back with a large amount of corn, fruit, and veggies, and my daughter's pretty excited about that.
Oh, I bet so. And I know that last Wednesday when we were talking with Shirley DeRouge about the farmer's market in downtown DuBois, you know, this is that great time of year where things are being harvested.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing better than getting a fresh cantaloupe or leaf lettuce, or my favorite is the wax beans, which I'm a terrible gardener, so I can't wait to get to Cooper Farm Market to buy their wax beans.
There you go.
I do love those fresh veggies, but green thumb, I'm not.
Yeah. So. Well, we are, Jody, desperately hanging on to the final few weeks of summer, but before we know it, school is starting up again, and we know that coming up here at the end of the month, there is a special luncheon for chamber members.
Absolutely. I've had the pleasure of meeting with the new city manager a couple times already, Joe Fleming. He has agreed to be our guest speaker at our next Business Connection luncheon. This is our third Business Connection luncheon of 2026, and we hold these quarterly, and we like to have guest speakers that can give us an update or educate us on something. And, you know, we have quite a few reservations already.
Okay.
But the day is Thursday, August 27th. Our Business Connection luncheons are very timely. We start at 11:15 with networking, 11:30 to 12 with lunch. Joe will have about 45 minutes of presentation time with about 15 minutes of question and answer. And I make sure everybody stops at 1 o'clock so they can get back to work.
That's right.
Back to work. So, but we're excited to have Joe come in, and you know, he's a good speaker, and I know he has some great things to talk about, maybe some challenges that he'll want to talk about, but you know, our business community and our business members really want to hear from him.
Absolutely.
Speaking of, if you are not a business member of ours, you can still attend. It's just there's a non-business member fee. So the lunch for business members costs $25. A lunch for non-business members is $35. So, you know, if you're a listener and you want to attend, contact the chamber. And we do need to have reservations in, though, by the 20th, because we have to let the caterer know.
And that's just 10 days away.
That is 10 days away.
Then we turn the monthly page of the calendar and we see Touch a Truck, don't we?
We do. And that's the exciting one, because you're right. School goes back and the kids are bummed because they've lost their summer, but then they're excited for another upcoming event. We are lining up all of our police vehicles, fire trucks, tree equipment trucks, news vans, just all kinds of really cool educational opportunities for kids to learn about. This event's primarily for kindergarten to fourth grade. It gives them time to explore, honk horns, talk to police officers, firefighters, and business owners, and even do a little bit of career exploration.
Sure.
So we only have enough room for 22 to 24 units, and we have a little over 15 now. So I guess if you have a unit that you want to display at our Touch a Truck, get a hold of the chamber.
Got to hurry. And it's always a super event, and we're looking forward to it. Jody, thanks for the update. Have a great week.
You too.